Blog Talk Radio.
Divine to abide.
welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible tells us to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures unto all generations. Good morning, church family. Good afternoon, church family. Good day, church family. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's done for me, I can't praise him for what he's done for you. Because only you can tell it. Only you can tell it. I can't tell it. Only you can tell it. How good God has been. How good God has been. Has he been good, church? Yes. He's been better than good. He's been better than good. Amen. He's been better than good. We are just so grateful that God has given us this day that we can worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to give all glory and honor to God today, for truly God is the head of our lives. Amen. Head of our lives, and we honor him today. We appreciate him. To Elder Miniweather, Elder Farmer in his absence, Deacon Gwynn, and to each of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we welcome you this morning. We welcome you this morning to praise the Lord with us, to lift him up, to glorify him, and to exalt his name. Amen. We are truly blessed this morning that God chose us. He chose us to represent him in the earth. We are his ambassadors, and we ought not take that for granted, and we ought not take it lightly. Because he could have chose some of anybody. He could have woke up Lazarus this morning and said, Lazarus, come forth again, because they're not doing what I commissioned and commanded them to do. He could have woke up Moses this morning. He said, Moses, go tell them we set them free a long time ago. But they're still living in the bondage of sin. But he chose us today, saints, and we are grateful. Gonna prepare now for our morning hymn, amen. Our morning hymn this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, please join us for a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we just thank you for this worship experience. We thank you, God, that you have given us the ability to enter into thy courts with thanksgiving and into thy gates with praise. Father, we bless your holy name this morning as we come to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, we kneel down before you. We honor and adore you today, oh, God, and we lift you up. Father, we pray today for this nation. Father, we pray that you would forgive us of our sins, Lord. Though they be many, oh, God, forgive us in the name of Jesus. God, for the sins that we committed against you, for the sins that we committed against each other, Father, we ask that you would forgive us, oh God, of our transgressions, of our iniquities. God, we ask that you would wash us thoroughly in the blood of the Lamb and that you would create within us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father God, we come before your throne of grace boldly to make our petitions and requests known unto you today. Have mercy on us, Lord. You said in your word that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn from your wicked ways. You promised us, oh God, that you would hear from heaven. You promised us, oh God, that you would heal the land. You promised us, oh God. We know that you are a man that does not lie. Neither are you the son of man that you should repent. But every promise that you promised us, it has come to pass. And so, Father, we patiently wait on you today to bring forth divine healing, restoration, divine deliverance to the hearts and minds of your people. Oh, God, we pray today for America. Oh, God, help America return back to the first love, our Father which art in heaven. Help us to return back to the one who created us, the one who fearfully made us in your image. Help us turn our hearts back to you. We would learn to love you and trust you, obey you and honor you. Father, today we pray for Ukraine and for Russia. Oh, God, I ask that you would bring peace, Father. We understand that peace is not just the absence of war, but peace is total completeness. Peace is wholeness. Peace is security. Peace is an understanding that helps us disagree to agree. So, God, we pray for peace. Realizing that some of us right here today need peace in our home. God, we speak peace now over every situation. Not our peace and not the peace that the world can give us, but the peace that can only come from you. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace that keeps our hearts and minds stayed on you. That peace that keeps us in perfect. God, we need your peace today. We pray for those that are sick on today. Touch our very own, Father God. We're not being selfish, Lord, but we know, God, charity begins at home, then it spreads abroad. So touch our very own today. We lift up Deacon Gwen to you, Mother Gloria, Mother Maeve, Sister Vicky, Sister Selena. Touch, oh God, Sister Patton, Lord, today. Touch, Father God. Brother Kim and Sister Hart. Touch, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would touch, Lord, their bodies. Sister Selena, Lord, thank you for bringing her out of her surgery last week, God. Thank you, Jesus, for being a healer. We pray for Sister Linda Lou Thompson today, God. Touch her body, Lord. Take away the pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the Barfield family today. Touch them, Brother James, Sister Shirley. your will be done. Oh, God, we pray for those in our family that are not saved today. We have loved ones who have lost their way, Father. We won't be like the big brother when they come home, but we will join in on the party and celebrate because they were once lost, but now they're found. Oh, God, save today. To the utmost, save today. In this place, save today. Save that woman, that man, that boy, that girl that's walking down the street right now. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you died for them. Let them know that you're sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession on their behalf. Let them know that you're gone, but you're one day coming back again. They must be found ready, found faithful. Father, as we come together to worship you today, we pray nothing hinders our praise. Nothing will distract us. We will stay focused for what we've come here to do, for what we've called in to do. That is to worship you and to give you thanks. So we love you today, Father, with an everlasting love. We love you today, Father, more than we did on yesterday. We love you today, Father, because you've been so good. We pray now all of these prayers in thy son Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our devotional reading this morning comes from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. My Bible gives us the title, Be Full of Joy. Be full of joy. I want you to know you can't buy joy. You can't buy joy. You can't even talk up on some joy. Joy comes from God. Ah, joy comes from this joy that I have. I used to hear the old saint sing that song. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And it reads as follows. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and showed unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have what? Come on, y'all, read with me. What is it? Fellowship with us, and truly our what? Fellowship is with who? The Father, which is his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, to the hearers, and the doers of his word. We're making ready now for a song of worship and a song of praise. Let's not just sit, but let's join in on the worship. Amen. Hallelujah.
I just wanna pray
forever, come on.
glory and honor all belong to you. She said, I just want to praise you. Don't nobody make me praise him, Brother Farrell. I praise him because I want to. Because he's been just that good. Amen. Hallelujah. All the time. Amen. Amen. We're going to have our pastoral observation. Following our pastoral observation will be our exhortation of praise and worship. Sister Kamisha will be coming and we'll go into our praise and worship. And then we will have the spoken word of God. Amen. I just want to thank all of you for your prayers early this morning. Amen. Our mother and I traveled over to Vancouver Avenue, First Baptist Church. Amen. Had an awesome good time in the Lord worshiping with them. And I'm just truly grateful for the invitation to go, humbled by the honor to be able to serve in the absence of their pastor. So I don't take it for granted that he trusts the God that's in me. And so I am excited about that. Amen. I'm just truly grateful. The Lord bless. I want to remind us that we are gathering together every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 o'clock for prayer. Amen. I want to commend Deaconess Faith for leading us for the last 2 years. Amen. For leading us and being a trailblazer, leading us through to higher heights and deeper depths in prayer. I was telling somebody the other day that prayer is my thing. Amen. I can talk about a whole lot of stuff, but don't start talking about prayer. Amen. Don't start talking about prayer because prayer is the key. Prayer unlocks the door. Prayer is the thing that we need to move us from point A to point B without stumbling and falling and tripping over our own self. We need prayer, saints. We need prayer. We need prayer. Wednesday night is our Bible study time. We are on Zoom, so I hope that you can join us at 7 o'clock p.m. for fellowship, prayer, and Bible study. We will be here every Sunday morning at 11:30, amen, until the CDC say close down, amen. But we will definitely be in the house of the Lord where we can worship him, where we can magnify him, where we can lift him up and exalt his name, amen. But truly, then tonight, please don't forget tonight at 8 o'clock, our evening worship. You know, folks have got so accustomed to only going to church once a day on Sunday. When I was a kid, you went to Sunday school at 9, and then morning worship was at 11, and then you ran by Popeyes, and you got that two-piece and that biscuit, and then you was back there at 3 o'clock. Then you would go home and you would eat whatever you had cooked. You would take a nap and you would get up. And if you were like me, you did BTU, which was at 5 o'clock. And then the 7 o'clock or the 6 o'clock service, depending on if it was communion night. Communion would start at 6 o'clock. We all forgot how to go to church. We figure once a week is enough. But can I tell you, 1 week of church makes 1 week. Did y'all get that one? Y'all get the folks listening on the line to catch it. But we got to get out of that. It's important that we fellowship and gather together just about every day. Just about every day. So you'll hear that one tonight. I guess, Pastor, you going to preach tonight or you want me to preach tonight? Amen. That's Pastor Sherelle, y'all. Pastor Sherelle is home. Amen. We just thank God for her being here. Amen. Her family did a celebration in honor of her uncle, amen, on yesterday. And so we're grateful to see you this morning, Pastor Sherelle. So grateful. Do we have anybody on the line that's calling for the first time? We can't do nothing with it, but we can't bring them online. Or maybe we can. Let's see. Is somebody press one? All right. If there's anybody worshiping with us for the first time that has called in, and you would like to say good morning to us, you'd like to say hello. Mother Mays, press one so we can bring you on live so we can hear how we sound this morning. Y'all don't mind if I just do a pause just to check and see how we sound. Did Mother Mays press one? Mother Gloria, please press one so we can bring you on live. I know they on because they told me they would be on. Mother is on?
Yes, Pastor. I hear you.
Okay, how we sounding this morning?
Very good. Very clear,
all right.
Very loud.
Amen. Praise Thank God. You so much, Mother. We're grateful to God and to each of you that have come to worship with us on today. Amen. We're still working out the kinks. I got a text. Are y'all on Facebook Live? I can't right now. We got to get one thing straight at a time. Give us some time because there's only two of us operating all of this stuff. So I ain't going to work us to death. Amen. We already working to death, but I just ain't gonna drop dead right here, okay? Amen. So we will get Facebook running later, but for right now we gonna master this, amen, and get this together. You still see we had a little hiccup even though we worked out one part. Anyway, God is good, amen. All right, Mother Glow. All right, Mother Glow, come on, bring her on.
It went to one, and then I don't see her hand anymore. So I don't know.
Okay, just make it live. Let's see. Okay, amen. All right. All right. Okay, thank you. We have a thank you card here. This says, Dear Church Family, I want to thank you all for your prayers, cards, condolences, flowers, and cards. All were a big support for me. Mother Ruth was my sister for 53 years and this was a very difficult loss for me. Thank you again. Love, Mother Judy Harris. Amen. We love you, Mother. Amen. We love you. And we have been praying for you because we know that losing the death of a loved one. I know what the Bible says. The Bible says precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. But he left us here. And we've got to deal with them not being here. Amen. Them not being here. And so, Mother, we are praying for you. We are praying that God will strengthen you and comfort you and that all that you need know that it's in his hands. Amen. It is in his hands. I'm asking special prayer for Mother Kim and her very, very best friend, Sister Linda Thompson. She's cousins to the Bradleys. Amen. They cousins to everybody that came from here. But she is a cousin to them, and she's been placed on hospice. And so we're asking that you all would pray for her, her son, and her granddaughters and her great-grandchildren, that God would just comfort them during this time, that he would be with them and strengthen them. We were with her on yesterday, and we had prayer, and one of her friends who had been there a couple days before, she said, it is prayer that has caused her to open her eyes and to be a little more communicative with you all today. Because she said, I love you, Nancy K, I love you, Kim, I love you, Lottie, I love you. And then she reached up and wanted a hug. And the lady said, I ain't seen her like that since she got here. So please keep praying. Amen. I don't know what God is up to. Amen. I don't know what God is up to, but can I tell you he's up to something? He's up to something. He's up to something. And so we've got to continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. We've got to continue to pray for each other. I'm so glad to see Minister, Elder Scott, amen, Lamar, amen. Amen. He's one of my co-workers, and he is a minister in the gospel, amen. A powerful, y'all going to get to hear him pray before I preach, amen, because I love to hear him pray. But I thank God for you this morning. Thank God that you are here. We're just truly blessed to be here this morning. Amen. I got some things I want you to get ready for because we got some stuff happening. Say, some stuff is happening. Stuff's about to start popping off, and I need y'all to get ready. Women, next month. Let me back up before I do that one. I will be going to Atlanta, Georgia, the 13th through the 15th. I will be with Pastor Sherelle and Bishop Mills for their women's retreat. So we're looking forward to a high time in the Lord. Amen. When I get back, we will be having our paint party. Amen. Women, we're going to have our paint party. Amen. Y'all, woohoo! Amen. We're going to have our paint party, so we're going to come back and have a good time in the Lord. In June, our men will be having their first men's prayer conference. Yes, in June, Brother Farrell and Elder Bruce have been working diligently. We're going to make this thing happen this year, and we're excited. So I want you to tell all the men you know to pack out. We're going to be between here and St. Paul And if it says journey to another one, we're going to go to another one. But we're going to fill both of these houses of faith with men, praying, praising, and studying the word of God. Amen. So that's June. And then in August, somebody say August. I know that's a long way away, but we got to start planning now. Amen. We can't wait till August to talk about it. Amen. Two things happen in August. Anybody want to tell me? Yeah, because I was here first. Yeah, I was here first. Yeah. Pastor's birthday. Amen. Thank you. Hey, what's wrong with him? Pastor's birthday. Yes, thank you. And then the church anniversary. August 21st, we will be celebrating our 38th church. Yeah, come on. Yay! Our 38th church anniversary. And so we're looking forward to a high time in the Lord. I reached out to my friend and brother in Spokane, Washington, to see if New Hope can be with us during that time of celebration. Amen. We ain't had folk in the house in a long time. Amen. And I felt what a wonderful way to celebrate our church anniversary is with some family and friends that we've met through the General Baptist Convention. And we've invited them to come and be with us. And so I'm praying that they'll be able to join us for that time of worship. Amen. Amen. Let's make ready. Sister Kamisha, if you can give us our exhortation of worship, and then we'll do our praise and worship. After praise and worship, minister, will you come and grace us, take us to the throne of grace? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we open up our mouth and we say, hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come this morning, oh God, to give you praise and honor, oh God. We come to magnify you, oh God. We come to lift you up, oh God. We come to exalt you, oh God. We come to make you greater in this place, oh God. Oh God, how precious are you, oh God. How we love you, oh God. How we magnify you, oh God. How we adore you, oh God. How we lift you up, oh God. We love you, oh God. We love you, oh God. Oh God, we love you today, oh God. Oh God, we love you, oh Lord. Oh, we love you, oh God, for your word tells us to lift you up, oh God, to magnify your holy name, oh God, to give you glory and honor, oh God. So today, oh God, we lift up holy hands, oh God. We clap our hands, oh God. Oh God, we clap our hands, oh God. We stump our feet, oh God. We stand, oh God, in your presence, oh God. We stand, oh God, to magnify you, oh God. We stand, oh God, to give you glory, oh God. Oh God, we praise you, oh God, because you are wonderful, oh God. You are awesome, oh God. You are kind, oh God. You are sweet, oh God. You are just, oh God. You are forgiving, oh God. You love us, oh God. So we magnify you, oh God. We come, oh God, to reverence you, oh God, to exalt you, oh God, this praise and worship, oh God. Let it be beautiful to your ears, oh God. Let our voices be hummingbirds to your ears, oh God. Let our praise, oh God, move, oh God, in this place, oh God. Let our worship, oh God, magnify you, oh God. May it make you move on our behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the day, oh God. We bless your holy name, oh God. We love you, oh God. We open up our mouths, oh God, and we begin to praise you, oh God. We begin to love you, oh God. We shout hallelujah, oh God. We give you glory, oh God. We give you honor, oh God. Because you are the heads of our lives. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our comfort, oh God. You are our provider.
Great. Somebody from the Pentecostal church to shout, yeah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Good morning. As we prepare to go to the throne of grace and mercy, let us just bow for a moment. Let us allow his spirit, as it has already saturated the place, let it just move on our hearts. If it hasn't already, let it move in our spirits if it hadn't already. Let it move in our minds if it hadn't already, so that we are prepared to not only receive the word in our hearts, but that we would have it in our heads, and then our feet would be able to go out and do his will. Father, indeed, it's an honor and a privilege to stand at this particular time, only to pray for these, your people, for those that are in the sanctuary physically, but then, Lord God, those who are found in the body of Christ at home. Lord God, we ask that though many are scattered abroad, but then those that are presented here before your throne, Lord, we pray now for this church family. Lord, we pray that you would just have your way, and Lord God, that you would continuously do your will for this family, Lord God, of faith. We ask now, Lord, that as the preacher prepares to preach, as the pastor prepares to proclaim your name and give a word in this season, a word in this time, a word that will help to open eyes, Lord God, a word to help defeat whatever has been defeating them, Lord God. I pray now that change, Lord God, the chains would be broken right now, Lord God, that eyes would open up and that they would be able to see your glory. Even if it's far away, Lord God, that they would be able just to see the light. And then, Lord God, that light would just shine bright. And Lord God, that they would just take one step and then they would just put it in front of the other. That they would be able to find themselves full of faith despite the hardship that they face. Lord God, despite the situations that they sit in, Lord God, but I pray now that you would empower the preacher. Lord God, that you are, as you have already impregnated her, Lord God, I pray that you would allow her to speak for you right now. Lord God, that you would have your way. And Lord God, that we would receive whatever it is in our spirits. But then, Lord God, that it would wrestle in our minds, and then that it would sit in our hearts. So, Lord God, that we may be able to do your will, and we may be able to walk in your way. We ask, Lord God, that you would forgive us of our yesterday, and we ask that you would promote us into our tomorrow. And, Lord God, on today, that you would do exceedingly, that you would do abundantly, that you would do above all that we could ask or think according to the power that is at work within each and every one of us. So, Lord God, bless us now. Humble ourselves. Lord, I pray that we would not hear or see this preacher, this pastor, this proclaimer of your word, but, Lord God, that we would hear you, we would see you, and we would feel your anointing made prevalent and present upon us in this time, in this season, and in this very moment. We're here to receive your word. Bless us now. Allow us to be open, Lord God, so things could start to break. Things would shake, and then it would be evident that it is your will to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You get the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise, hallelujah, forever you get the glory, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
God, you get it,
you get the praise,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
You get the glory,
you get the glory,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
You get the praise,
you get the praise,
when the healing comes,
hallelujah.
You get the glory,
When the freedom comes, you get the praise. When the justice comes, you get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Cause when the peace comes, you get the glory. When the love comes, you get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. You get the glory. You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
In every situation. Every miracle. Every sign. Every wonder.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just for a few moments, amen, I want to call your attention to our Sunday school lesson for today, Freedom in Jesus Christ. If you have your Sunday school book, it's on page 385. If you are at home and you don't have one, you want to go to John chapter 8. John chapter 8, starting at verse 31 through 38. I preached some of this morning at Vancouver Avenue. And the Lord gave me a word, freedom in Jesus. We all have a choice to make. We can choose to live in bondage to sin, or we can choose to live in the liberty that God has given us. And so as I wrestled with this word this week, I stumbled on something Wednesday night, Elder, that you said that just stuck a pin in me. This pin just stuck. Right there. It didn't go nowhere. You didn't see that, Russell? Wednesday night when she said something, it just stuck me like that. It did not move. It did not get up off of me. It did not allow me to rest. It did not allow me to find peace in my go-through of what I thought I was going to preach to the Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church family. And God led me back to this because it is so important that we hear, my brothers and sisters, that even though we have given up the ways of sin, we still sin. That hits the sister girl really hard, hits her really hard. So, Elder, you said on Wednesday night, you gave us this example of the scripture, and it tells us to do for those that are weak spiritually. Those of us that are strong in the faith must encourage them that are weak. I'm paraphrasing, but y'all know what the Bible says. And we're supposed to be encouragers one to another. We're supposed to help each other out. We're supposed to help each other be accountable to the word that we hear week after week. That's what's wrong with us now. That's what's wrong with us now. We cannot blame everything on the world. The body of Christ is at fault for what's happening in the world. Yes, we came out of darkness and we were called into his marvelous light, but we still continue to be linked to sin. Now, I'm not talking about the sin that we know of. I said this morning that everybody knows that lying is a sin.
Gossiping is a sin. Backbiting is a sin. Committing adultery. We all know that already. The world already knows that. That is nothing new to nobody under the sun. Let old Joe get up and tell a big fat lie. Everybody's going to say he lying. Let it be found that one of those big corporations, their president started stealing a lot of money, investing a lot of money, and all of us are going to say, he was stealing money. We all know of those sins, but the sin that the church has forgot about is the sin that tells us to do for each other what we fail to do. Yeah, we don't see our brothers and sisters in their weakness and try to go and help them. We don't. What do? They grown. They get dressed like I get dressed. They brush their teeth like I brush my teeth. Well, that you. What's the saying? You make your bed, you got lanes. We don't try to help each other. We don't help each other be accountable to the sin that we commit. When we see people fall short of God's glory, we don't say nothing more. We say, that's a shame. Yeah, we shake our heads, but we act like we didn't see it. But we are sinning because we are not doing what God has told us to do. We know already that we are to be obedient to the word of God. So let's look at what this passage of scripture says, this passage of scripture here. In, John chapter 8, verses 31 through 38. It says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teaching. You need to underline that in your book. Remain faithful to my teaching. You need to highlight that. The King James Version says, continue in his word. Amen. Verse 32 says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will what? What? Uh-huh. And then look at what they said. Now, these folks was either being, my daughter said, I can't say that. They were being slow on purpose. Uh-huh. Or they was being confused on purpose. Or they really didn't understand what he was talking about. Look what they said. We are descendants of Abraham, who have never seen slaves to anyone. Who have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean we will be set free? That's just like us. Yeah, we ain't been slaves. We don't know nothing about being slaves. But we are very well accustomed to being slaves to sin. Mm. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. 35. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever. So if the son sets you free, you are truly free. Verse 37 says, you realize, yes, I realize that you are descendants of Abraham, and yet some of you are trying to kill me because there's no room in your hearts for my message. I am telling you what I saw when I was with my father. But you are following the advice of your father. Now, chapter 7 and chapter 8 of John, these are discussions that Jesus was having with the people that believed on him. He was talking to them, and it sounded some kind of a way to be argumentative. You know how we can be. You know, we get excited, we get to talking, and folks that don't know us think we're yelling, think we're arguing, think we, you know. But he was really trying to have a discussion with them, trying to help them understand some facts about himself. He wanted them to know that all glory belongs to God. He wanted them to follow the laws of the Sabbath. I can't understand for the life of me why folk won't come to church on Sunday.
Amen.
I don't understand it. I know we've been accustomed to having church at home. I know, but the Bible says keep the Sabbath day what? Holy. This is, well, every day is the Lord's day. But there's one day that we ought to set aside time to gather with the saints, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and corporate. We ought to come. The Bible says, forsake not thyself. new one, Mother. I didn't hear that one this morning. That's a sin. The Bible says, forsake not thyself with the assembly of the saints. All the rules are not do and don't. All the rules are don't are not do, do not do. We got rules that say do. And we're having a hard time following them. Because we got the don't kind of under control. But we don't pat ourselves on the back. I don't lie. I don't steal. I don't kill. But all the stuff we're supposed to be doing, we don't do. So therefore what? We're still sinning. This was a hard one, y'all. This was a hard one because we always want to think that we are mature and we have grown up and we've come, but we still fall short of the glory of God. The Bible talks about the essence of truth. Truth is more than accuracy. Truth is faithfulness and reliability. Truth is faithfulness and reliability. To what? His word. Sister Kamisha, when you was playing, I couldn't help but laugh because you talked about being in the rain. And I gave us an example this morning at Vancouver Avenue about being in the rain, comparing it to being in the word. Now, if you're outside and it's raining and you got an umbrella, you are protected from the rain. All right? But if you let your umbrella down and it's still raining, you get what? Uh-huh. Same is with the word. When we are in the word of God, we are protected. We have the assurance. We have hope, joy, and peace. We got to learn how to stay in the word of God. The body of Christ, we're really good at doing the surface stuff. But our churches would be full if we would do the things that God said do. Encourage each other. When's the last time you said something nice to somebody? When's the last time you built up somebody? You saw them struggling. You saw them going through. You saw them having a hard time. You saw them dealing with some issues. Being in the word of God, you're going to be obedient to the word of God. And if we don't be obedient to the word of God, we are still living in what? My God. Look in here. This verse gives us a lot of ifs. This passage of scripture gives us a lot of ifs. If you continue in my word, this if circumstances is an invitation to us. And if we answer and accept the invitation, there's some results that will be coming because of what we did in the if stance.
Yes.
Take, for example, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Y'all know what it say, don't you? If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. That is an invitation. That is an invitation. If we do that, he said what? I will hear from heaven. I will heal the land. I will forgive them of their sins. That is a promise and that is a result. But we won't answer the invitation. We living in sin. We are still in bondage to sin. I'm trying to help us grow up. I'm trying to help us stop being so hypocritical. See, those messages that we preach about don't lie, don't commit adultery, don't sin, that ain't in us. Because we haven't been there. We haven't done that. But the real stuff is how do we advance the kingdom of God? How do we help others see that the kingdom is real? That's by doing those things that he told us to do. Love one another. Help one another. Encourage one another. Strengthen one another.
Pray for one another. I can't understand why the church, the body of Christ, is dying off. We're dying off. Because it's like a fad. I go to church. I go to church so I can look good. I go to church so people can see my clothes. I go to church so people can see my car. And then when I leave from that place of worship, I'm still the same old. When are we going to change? When is the house of God going to change? You know that judgment is going to begin in the household of faith. So why would we not be obedient to the word of God and help each other out? If we stumble, if we fall, who's going to help us back up again? If we start taking a detour, who's going to help get us on the right path again? And so ain't the world. The Bible says that Satan, he is the thief. The thief cometh through what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So he definitely ain't going to help you get back on the right track. He's going to bring you more of what you think is a good time. As disciples of Jesus Christ, disciples are people who follow a discipline, who follow the teaching and the examples of another. That's what a disciple is. Are we disciples today? And if we are disciples, the word was given to us to go out and make more disciples. Yeah, we hear, be fruitful and multiply. Some folks got it twisted. They was acting like these Jews that Jesus was talking to. They thought he wanted them to go out and have a whole bunch of babies. That's not what he was talking about. Go out and make more that look like me, sound like me, walk like me, talk like me. Give glory and honor to the Father like I do. Jesus offered his disciples absolute freedom from the bondage of sin. He said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, saints of God, we cannot allow the word of God to go in one ear and out the other. We cannot. Our children are dying and going to hell. Our husbands are dying and going to hell. Our wives are dying and going to hell. Our grandchildren are dying and going to hell. Our neighbors are dying and going to hell. And here we are, holding our Bible, speaking in tongues, doing the Holy Ghost dance and everything. But we have not yet taken up the time to help them see the way, to help them see the light. Jesus gave us power. Amen. He gave us power. He said, it's by my word, by my power, that you shall be set free. How can we continue to be enslaved to sin? Sin is so wide. Remember I told you it goes from A to Z? Remember one Wednesday night, I read through the Red Prayer Book. I started at A. We got tithes. But I went all the way to least of all the sins. Can y'all imagine from A to Z, their sins? And we are living in the midst of it. And we refuse to tell people, your being jealous is a sin. Your being lazy is a sin. Your being mischief is a sin. You run quick to some drama. Girl, that's a sin. We won't tell folks the truth when we know the secret to getting them out of the bondage of sin. It's the truth. This week, This week. Spend some time, you and the Lord, examining your own life for ways in which you are still in bondage to sin.
All right.
Remember, I told you we don't do those sins we know that the world knows of. We don't do that anymore. Once they've been there, done that, we've already done all that. But there are still some sins in our life that God is saying, I told you to do that. I've instructed you to do that. They're depending on you. Don't you know that somebody's deliverance is locked up in your loins, and you too mean, too selfish, and too stubborn to say something to them? Somebody is waiting on you to come and speak a word over them. They do their dirt in front of you. They don't hide it. Why do you think folks don't hide their stuff no more? Because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want the body of Christ to say something to help deliver them from the mess. But we want to mind our business. Don't you know that God's business is soul-saving business?
Yes.
And if we are his disciples, we ought to be doing his business. Whatever it takes. By any means necessary. Spend some time examining your own life in ways in which you are still in bondage. Pray sincerely for God to give you the desire to be led out of bondage from that issue. Be compassionate. Be grateful. And be thankful. Don't beat yourself up over this thing. Because what we're trying to do, we're trying to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're trying to impact this kingdom by being salt and light of the earth. So don't be hard on yourself. But take this as a way to, what you say, propel us into our tomorrow. Let this be the tool that we use this week to help spread the good news. Yes, God already knows, Jesus already knows that people do not have room in their heart for the message. But we still got to give it. Because what? He don't want nobody to be lost. He want all to be saved. He want all to come to know the Father. So this week, don't take advantage of our freedom in Jesus Christ. Let us take advantage of our freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. Let us embrace the truth, and let us be helpers one to another. Let us help restore those that are weak in the spirit of weakness as if it was us. And help us to help somebody else experience joy, peace, love, and happiness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's stand all over the sanctuary to receive our benediction. Thank you, God. Gracious Father, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you, Father God, for being so good, so kind, and so wonderful. And thank you for being a God that forgives us and heals us, not only from all of our diseases, but from all of our sins that we have committed. Father, we know that when we came to you, old things passed away, and all things became new. We are new creatures in you. Now let us live in the newness of life. Let us present our bodies before you as a living sacrifice to compel men and women and boys and girls to come to Christ. And to usher into your presence a praise, a worship that will transform and shift the atmosphere. We thank you, Father. We ask that you would grant traveling grace and mercy to Pastor Sherelle as she prepares to travel back home to Georgia. Go with her, Father. Keep her safe, Lord God. Lord God, order everything. Father, we'll be so careful to give you all praise, all glory and honor. It's in thy son Jesus' name we pray. When I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch, pray, and live holy every day. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Clap your hands like this. Young people, I need y'all to come right down here in front of the stage. In the balcony.